This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. Opening statements began today in the trial of a former Aurora police officer involved in the violent arrest of a black man. John Haubert was caught on body-worn camera footage repeatedly beating Kyle Vinn's son with a gun in 2021. The homeless Army veteran suffered minor injuries from the encounter. Vinson received an $850,000 settlement from the city last year. Haubert is facing multiple assault and menacing charges. Colorado lawmakers have taken a big step toward banning guns from certain places, but the list of where the ban would take effect has gotten a lot shorter. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
When it was first proposed, the sensitive spaces measure would have banned open and concealed carry of firearms in bars, banks, carnivals, churches, schools, zoos, and more, but most of that list was deleted in response to legal concerns from Democratic Senator Dylan Roberts and others.
It is very limited, it is very tailored, it removes many of the spaces in the introduced version of the bill.
The amended bill would only apply to the state capitol buildings, schools at all levels, courthouses, houses, polling places, and some local government buildings. It passed a key Senate vote on Tuesday, but it still has not reached the House for consideration. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
And a local Aurora basketball star is headed to the Final Four in the women's NCAA tournament. Grandview graduate Addison O'Grady plays for the Iowa Hawkeyes. They beat defending champions LSU last night. O'Grady was tasked with defending against All-American Angel Reese. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.